So get into a state of receptivity, which means to shut the phone off, close the door. If you are out in public, try to find a place where it's quiet. I mean, if you want to get into the meditation, that's something that you can do. If you want to just listen to it later, that's fine too. However, the moment you close yourself off from the external world, you zone into a higher power or energy or intelligence, and you'll feel it. So just by closing your eyes, you're going into a different realm. You're accessing your higher intelligence. You're accessing divine beings. You're feeling your body come alive. Maybe there's some achy parts or pain. The signals that say you're not at ease. So how can you express yourself fully in the world? You can by clearing it out. So let's do the practice now. Put your attention on the base of the spine. Visualize an orangish, reddish light at the base of the spine. This light is not an ordinary light. It's like infrared. You may feel heat. You may feel an increase in pressure or energy. You may see Ganesha's form if that resonates with you. You may feel an energy that dissolves. Blocks are being removed. Thoughts are coming to a slower volume. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy going up through a thin tube of light that rises from the base of the spine and pierces all the chakras or energy centers on the way up. So the light, this thin tube of light is piercing the navel, enlivening that chakra. It's spinning. Energy is moving through the navel. Then the light continues up and pierces the heart center, the chest, in the middle of the chest. The chest might feel pressure or expansion. You might take a deep breath. Your heart might beat louder or then moves up into the throat and pierces that chakra. You might clear the throat, yawn, cough, do something to open that chakra. Feel it spinning, feel the blood flowing, feel the energy moving, clearing the throat. Then the light pierces the third eye, which is the spot between your two eyebrows, and then a little bit back into the middle of the brain, the midbrain. And then the light continues on, pierces the skull, and goes into the space. That is your antenna to the divine. You're calling on divine beings. You're tuning in to divine beings who need to help you, empower you, Bring people to you who are in alignment with your energy. So things can move freely and easily and gracefully. Now we'll enliven all those chakras starting at the base of the spine. Move in to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Ma. Move in to the third eye. Om. Back down to the base of the spine. Na. Navel. Ma. Heart. She. Throat and mouth. Va. The two eyes and the right and left brain. Ya. Now, visualize your backbone. Feel your backbone run along the whole spine with your inward eye, your inner eye. Feel your brain. The backbone and the brain become a spear-like object. The shaft of the spear is your backbone or your spine. The head of the spear is your brain. Then the tip of the spear pierces the top of the skull. The divine name for the spear is Veil, V-E-L. It's associated with Lord Mariga's energy. It also has the ability to destroy karma, maya, the illusory force that draws you to be unfulfilled. And then your ego gets purified with this veil, just imagining it as your backbone and brain. Now imagine red light. This red light is pouring from above you into the veil. The red light represents Murugan, his energy, to destroy all negativity related to enemies, debts, credit card debts, litigations, legal issues that come out of nowhere will not happen when you call on Lord Murga's energy and fill this veil up, this spear, with that energy. Health issues will dissolve away. relationship issues will become peaceful. Blocks on your spiritual path, blocks from your third eye will open with the blessings of Murga and the veil. Now we'll empower the veil. So feel all the energy in the shaft of the veil and the head of the veil, and Muruga's light, red light, pouring into the veil. You are the veil. Your body disappears. Your attention is only on the veil. Aum. As you hear these syllables, the sounds, empower the veil. Feel the heat, the light, the intelligence of thousands of suns. The energy and intelligence of thousands of suns being empowered in you, in the veil. Feel the veil come alive in you. Your whole body is lighting up with this energy that's radiating from the veil within you. Now we'll call on Lord Muruga to empower it even more. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the red light pouring down from above you, from the heavens, from divine realms, energizing this veil. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Now the goddess Parvati gave the veil to Muruga, gave all the energy for the veil to destroy all negativity. We'll call on the fierce form of Parvati, who is Durga, who is also red in color and energy. And we'll root out all negativity, all darkness, thoughts of depression, sadness, envy, greed, jealousy, anger, frustration. any of those negative energies or emotions that are stuck within. She will dissolve it away with the light that is red and the energy that has the power to destroy negative forces. Feel the red light moving into the veil. You are the veil. The body is heating up and lighting up. Om Dham Durgaye Namaha. 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 Feel the power and the energy swirling through you, enlivening the veil. Now we'll move into the base of the spine. You can hold on to the image of the veil, or if it dissolves away, that's fine. We're going to visualize the golden light of Guru, which is the Sanskrit name for Jupiter. The planet Jupiter is the most benevolent planet and gives us grace, blessings, fortune, luck, optimism. So now that negativity has been removed or is leaving us, we'll get the blessings of Guru, Jupiter. So focus on the coccygeal area, the tailbone area, where the seat of the Kundalini is. The Kundalini is life force energy. Feel the three lower chakras. So the base of the spine, the one up just below the navel, the sex center, Swadhisthana, they say, the navel center. Feel those three lower chakras. Most of our energy that we create and cultivate in within us is lost through those three chakras to mundane pursuits, like going towards power, getting more power, getting more money, food, sex, all those things that we run after, thinking that is going to be fulfilling. It's okay to do it, but in moderation. And then move to higher centers. So as the Kundalini moves up past the navel, it gets into the heart center. The Manipura, the chakra that connects you to the divine. Pure love. Duality disappears. You become one with your heart's desires. That will make you to feel connected to the divine and to others. As the energy now moves up into the throat, it becomes a blue light. Allow the blue light to swirl around in your throat and clean up any karma that's no longer useful. And then move into the third eye. Come up to the third eye, which is in the middle of your brain. If you visualize a spot between your two eyebrows on your forehead and then go backwards towards the back of your brain, but midway and a little bit up, you will hit the pineal gland. That is the doorway to divine beings, your higher self, realms that will give you information that's beyond logic, beyond your language that you're used to speaking. It will download you with the energy that you need to improve your life, both spiritually and materially. Now, everyone is in the third eye. Visualize a golden ball of light. It's so brilliantly gold, spinning in your third eye, in the midbrain. It's spinning rapidly, very quickly, almost that you can't see it spinning. This golden light will give incredible intelligence, unlimited, unbounded intelligence. See it, feel it, hold on to it with your inner eye, your third eye. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah. Keep your attention. Feel the pressure. Feel the expansion. See the golden light, the ball spinning in the third eye. You feel your body lifting up, receiving the energy coming from Guru. Om Guruve Namaha. Om Guruve Namaha. Om Guruve Namaha. Put the sounds of the Guru into the ball. Om Guruve Namaha. 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 Om. This golden light spreads through your whole body. Now visualize Dr. Pillai's form, his physical form or his light body form, standing in front of you. He's beaming a golden light from his third eye into your third eye. Om Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. This golden light is like a liquid pouring through your whole body, lighting up your brain, lighting up your third eye, pouring through from head to toe. Keep visualizing the light beaming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, filling you up. Om Gurave Namaha. Fortune. Om Gurave Namaha. All good luck. Om Gurave Namaha. Grace, ease. Om Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. Om Gurave Namaha. From head to toe, you're filled with Guru's grace, the grace of Jupiter, the spiritual teacher who can destroy negativity and keep you on your spiritual path so you can continue to receive blessings of fortune, luck, and grace. Make a prayer to all the divine beings that you invoked today. Ganesha, Muruga, Durga, Guru, Dr. Pillai. Hold on to the energy that you received, the intelligence that you received. Pray that you move smoothly through every day this week, receiving benefits in all areas of your life and sharing that with others. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Slowly come back to yourselves.